Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It was a script globally. It's a global attack to the UN and the World Economic Forum and BlackRock and the big banks. That's why if you are in Belgium and you see Canadians locked down their houses and truck drivers being put in jail for peacefully protesting, that's an attack on you. If you're in New Zealand and you see New York, people protesting lockdowns being beat up, that's an attack on you. If you're in Texas and you see people in New Zealand being attacked and beat up for protesting lockdowns, that's an attack on you.
Look at that, nation on the ground.
It is a global new world order. And to see, look like 10,000 people in Japan with major leaders out against the globalists this weekend. This is exciting. And this scares the living, that's probably 20,000 people, it scares the living hell out of the globalists.
The neoliberal, neocon world structure is collapsing before our eyes, okay? And you never know where the next shock is going to come from.
Can I make a suggestion? I move that every newspaper in America quits doing any fact checks on Joe Biden until they fact check Donald Trump every morning on the front page. It is ridiculous that the New York Times fact-checked Joe Biden on something. I mean, he vomits lies.
Is Europe in a state of panic? European leadership, whether they are gutless or just ignorant?
No, I think they are in a state of panic. But we're talking about the globalist elites that currently govern Western Europe.
Yes.
They are in a panic because they have followed us unquestioningly down the stairs into hell. They suddenly realize that we're not going to go any further. In fact, they see a lot of evidence that we're looking upwards for a way to get out of the hell that we created for ourselves.
The listeners that support this broadcast, you've completed the main mission. The awakening's here. Now we've got to maximize it and push it to victory and not just oppose the New World Order, but build an alternative plan, God's plan. But we've come far, folks. The enemy's not going to tell you we're winning. We are winning.
It means that instead of the virus being able to hop from person to person to person to person, spreading and spreading, sickening some of them, but not all of them. And the ones that it doesn't sicken don't know they have it. And then they give it to even more people because they didn't recognize they were, right? Instead of the virus being able to hop from person to person to person, potentially mutating and becoming more virulent and drug resistant along the way, now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops. With every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this.
All of that was a lie. Makes you more apt to get it, more apt to die. All that's confirmed. A criminal liar. She should be sued. She should be criminally indicted. We should know who paid her to do it. We know who did. It's all there. It's the 30 years of the InfoWar and all of our supporters that made it possible and God working through us. I love you all. And this salute is all the viewers and listeners through the years that kept us on air. We've been totally vindicated. I love all our guest hosts and all our guests. Like Gerald Celente. Let's punch him up. He's having a drink of real wine. Punch him up real quick. We got to punch Gerald up real quick. Punch him up. All right. Salute. Everybody, we salute you. All right. Man, that's good. That's right. We did it our way.
30 more, Alex. 30 more.
I'll be 80 on this.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com.
Thursday, April 18th. I'm live in studio. Get ready. It's a huge.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, April 18th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to cover masses of news and information in the next 4 hours. The next 2 hours, I'm going to cover news and go through very important clips. And Congressman is going to be joining us coming up in the third hour, Representative Troy Nels from Texas, to get into what just happened with Mayorkas on the Senate for the first time in history, tabling articles of impeachment. Obviously, the show trials against Trump, this $61 billion spending package for Ukraine. That's more than the Marine Corps' budget every year that the Speaker of the House claims Trump is supporting. Rand Paul's very upset about that. If that's true, I'm upset as well. But the Speaker lies so much, who knows what the truth is. The globalists are really hyping civil war, not just with all these Hollywood movies and TV shows being produced by people like Obama, and actual movies called Martial Law or Civil War coming out. We have all these universities and professors, the Democratic Party, saying second U.S. Civil War becoming increasingly plausible and more insurrections likely. That means they're going to try to provocateur more events. We have a huge WikiLeaks report, and Israel admits they're doing this, but they got even more documents on artificially intelligent computer, AI, directing the robot drones that are killing people in Gaza and all the different terrible ramifications of that. I'll be breaking that down. Also, the big investigative report by the Wall Street Journal with the federal government confirming what I said the 2 days after it happened. The entire line of power lines in Lahaina, Maui, Hawaii, had not had the trees since BlackRock bought it 7 years before the disaster trimmed. And they were dry and dead, and they fell over, and fire started in the high wind all along the line of the town, killing everyone. So tomorrow's news today, very, very tragic, and that all falls to BlackRock, and they should be sued into oblivion over that. We have Biden trying to go into gas stations and places, and no one wants to talk to him, and people are booing him. Everywhere Trump goes, he's rock-starred. Again, just illustrating how no one really believes Biden won the election in 2020. If you believe that, you need to have your head examined. Huge new studies confirming that the Pfizer, Moderna, and other injections that they called vaccines erase your immune system and trigger heart attacks, cancer, myocarditis. We already know all that, but more prestigious studies are now out, ladies and gentlemen, on that front. Big emergency communications and 911 phone systems out across areas of the U.S. from Texas, Florida, Nebraska, Nevada, South Dakota, Iowa, Minnesota, Kentucky, Wisconsin, you name it. What's behind that attack? Also, censorship war, Musk versus Brazilian Supreme Court. They've now officially launched criminal investigations of him and of X for not banning their political opposition. That's all coming up. We also have NPR's head of, quote, countering disinformation or censor. They fired the last few quasi-conservatives there. You thought NPR was bad before. If you tune into it now, it is insane lies, just cartoon level, saying the First Amendment stands in the way of them protecting us from evil disinformation. But the first thing I want to hit is a Rosetta Stone or a skeleton key or a window into what's happening. I've always liked Dr. Phil McGraw, and he wanted me to come on his show a couple times to talk about Sandy Hook and to talk about my divorce with my ex-wife. And I said, I like you, Dr. Phil, but I'm not going to come on your show about things like that. I mean, come on about the New World Order, I'll do it, but I'm not going to come on and talk about myself and sit there and just, you know, be part of that. That's Jerry Springer crap. But I said, you ever want me on about the New World Order and the plan for global police state? Love to come on. He's gotten more and more hardcore going on Joe Rogan, you name it. But he came out, we'll play the clip in a moment, and said, the globalists are planning new lockdowns. They want to control society. It caused total destruction. It's a power grab. It's all a UN treaty. He got into that in the full report. And that this is martial law training. Now, you're like, well, Alex, you talked about that 4 years ago. We all know that. You warned of it 20 years ago and 15 years ago and 12 years ago. Those are viral clips. You made films about it. The point is, Dr. Phil is one of the most popular people in mainstream media. And the fact that he's getting so hardcore is yet another sign. Basically, any popular talk show host left now, from Joe Rogan to Tucker Carlson to Dr. Phil McGraw to anybody else, I can list hundreds, is now anti-globalist. Now, they did that because it's popular and it's true. The New World Order's here. But also, I think they're really doing it legitimately because now they're more awake. Things are out in the open. They can't deny it. And they know the public is now on their side. And so this is a big deal concerning the awakening. But more importantly, he's dead on. And when I saw this morning and then read the transcript of the full show he did, I've seen quite a few clips of it exposing how the vaccines didn't work and how they were a fraud and how the lockdowns were bad and how there's a New World Order taking over and Chi-Con military bases everywhere. I mean, it sounds like my show. He's just taking the blinders off and reporting on it. And that's really a sign that liberty is not just rising, but taking over. That the whole neoliberal globalist order is collapsing. And so 30 years on air, we've gone from being a voice in the wilderness to now what I always said my goal was to basically make myself obsolete or redundant. And we haven't gotten there yet. We still expose what's over the horizon for other people with our guests, our callers, our research, our crew, our investigative journalists, our reporters here. We still have a lot of work to do, but the main mission that God literally laid on me, I mean, I've been telling this story for 25 years after it happened, where I had like a vision. It wasn't a visual, and it wasn't auditory, it wasn't audio, it was just an understanding. One night after I'd done a two-hour TV show, eating dinner by myself, like 9:30 at night as the restaurant was closing down, by myself in the restaurant, and I come in, there's three or four tables, people are eating. By the time I get my food, nobody's in there. And God said, you're going to go out, you're going to be persecuted, you're going to warn people about the New World Order, you're going to take all the great research, the people that came before you, and you're going to put the warning out there, and then a lot of people won't listen. A lot will, but then when all the tyranny finally comes in and they go from testing phase to operational phase, everybody will see that you were right and then your broadcast will completely explode. But more importantly, it will then trigger the next wave of people and the next wave of really smart men and women that will lead the world to a massive awakening that'll dwarf anything we've done here at InfoWars. And then that sets things up for the confrontation with the Antichrist and for a short time the beast overcoming it. But that's in the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, we win, God wins. So this is literally something, you know, that I've talked about for 25 years. I told that story 25 years ago on air and said, this is just basically a vision God put in my mind and my soul. listeners of the show, longtime listeners, have been hearing it for decades. Many have been hearing it for, you know, 10 years, 5 years, for new listeners. And it didn't seem like that 5 years ago, or even 10, but you see it now. God is real. And God leads, guides, and directs us and gives us discernment. And that's what our conscience is for. It's not just doing the right thing, but also understanding the right thing and having knowledge and a sound mind. We're not given to a spirit of fear, but a spirit of victory and overcoming, as God's word tells us. So we're in a very special, powerful time. Now, that's one side of the story. That here's Dr. Phil. I mean, just every day now, super hardcore, just totally just destroying the New World Order with all of his calm, researched, grandfatherly gravitas. That's a big problem. And that's only one part of the equation. The other part that's even more important is Dr. Phil loves his family.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It sounds radical to say they're training us for martial law. They built internment camps for political dissidents under the guise of COVID camps around the world. The UN says they want to set a precedent to lock up whoever they want, and force inject you. In fact, I forgot it from yesterday. I didn't see it in my stat. Federal court ruled yesterday, it's on InfoWars, pray for me again, that the government can inject your children during an emergency without telling you. That violates the Nuremberg Code. It violates everything. But, I mean, again, everything else was beta testing before. The dam has now broken. And we are inundated with tyranny. We are inundated with classical evil. Again, if the New World Order was an alcoholic beverage, it's 200 proof. It's pure moonshine made by the best in Tennessee. If it was poison, it's solid cyanide. If it was a bomb, it's a hydrogen bomb. I mean, if it's a shark, it's a great white. If it's a boxer, it's Mike Tyson in his prime. If it's a quarterback, you know, it's the best you could ever, you know, think of, Tom Brady. This is the thoroughbred. This is the bona fide. And I've likened it many times. We're like dodo birds on Galapagos Island. And 180 years ago, whenever it was, sailors first discover it. And there's these big, giant, juicy birds, more meat on them than a turkey. And they just walk right up to you. You can club them in the head. And the other ones don't run because it was instinct to make them run. They had to survive. And then it's encoded and compressed and passed on genetically. That's how amazing not just us, but other animals are. They'd been on that island for eons, thousands and thousands of generations, never had a predator. And so within a matter of years, there were tens of thousands of them running around. They were all dead. All we have is their skeletons. So Americans have lived in relative liberty so long, and people in the West as well, compared to other areas, that we just don't understand it when it's happening. But we don't have to sit there like dodo birds and have the WEF and the UN and BlackRock club us over the heads. And that's what this is. And I have instincts to not want to be a slave. You have instincts to not want to be a slave. But a lot of people don't have those instincts. And you can ask, well, why do you have those instincts? Well, they've noticed that children of people that are in big wars end up being more street smart, more aggressive, more able to fight. Even though they weren't born during the war, they are. And if you look at my ancestors on both sides and all the stuff that went on, it's pretty amazing. And, you know, it's lucky for the other people's families out there whose ancestors have been pushing pencils or luckily didn't have to be in wars and were just farmers. And you go back 10 generations or so and your family hadn't been through a bunch of stuff, you don't have the gear. And those people are what you call sheep. And we're not supposed to feed on them just because they're genetically naive. They may have a high IQ when it comes to trigonometry or spelling bees, but they don't have a high IQ when it comes to street smarts and packing the gear. They don't have it, ladies and gentlemen. And it's up to us that pack the gear to be able to be the leaders to protect these dodo birds. But I'm not a dodo bird, folks. I'm an American eagle. I'm a bald eagle. And I know you are as well. You're a sheepdog. We're not wolves. We don't feed on the sheep. But we're not sheep. And it's time for us to start acting like that. And it's good to see Dr. Phil, who's always been a sheepdog type guy, but I think naive, come out all the way. And the same thing with Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and all of these people. Because it's the truth. It's the right thing to do. And it's popular. So why wouldn't you do it? We are the mainstream. We are taking over. And we've got to turn things around and fix things. We're not offering some utopia. We're not offering some wonderful la-la land like the left and the communists and the fascists do. But we're saying, a world based on families and God and country and hard work and truth and transparency and competition is what it's all about. And men are men and women are women. You know, even when I was young, people didn't shoot each other very often in the schools. You got in fights and you didn't really get in trouble unless somebody got hurt really bad. And that was just something that went on. And you didn't bring a gun to shoot people because you had your fist. And you grew up and you learned how to be a man. You learned how to be a coward. These people that go out and shoot people at school, it's because they're scared. They've never been in a real fight. We need those rites of passage again, ladies and gentlemen. And we need corporal punishment again. And we need to throw violent criminals under the prisons and let all the nonviolent people out. And we need to execute the people caught dealing fentanyl. All right, so here's Dr. Phil, and there's more clips of this, but it's really important. But the bottom line is, again, they're coming. They're planning new lockdowns. They have the UN treaty. They're bragging about it. They're trying to hype up bird flu right now. They want to destroy the economy, consolidate control, and put you into debt. We've got to get out ahead of this, as I've been telling you. They already tried a year ago to bring back the lockdowns again, and it was all confirmed. They admitted it, but people didn't go along with it. Because people aren't complying. That's good. Stop going along with your own destruction. Here's Dr. Phil.
I stepped up in the beginning and said, this lockdown, this quarantine is going to create more problems with quality of life than that COVID is going to do in taking lives. People looked at me like I was insane. I got criticized, called a heretic, said, well, what is he talking about? I'll tell you what I was talking about. I was talking about exactly what happened and is happening. And what's more, when you shut down the schools, the day you shut them down, you better have a plan for reopening them. I didn't see a plan for them to be reopened. And we have an entire generation that is suffering from developmental gaps, educational gaps, mental and emotional challenges, and still, there's not a good plan to close those gaps. And my concern is, when the next pandemic turns the corner, who's got the plan then? What was learned from this? Because you don't hear anybody talking about it, do you? You don't hear anybody talking about it, but I'm talking about it. Because I want to make noise about this. I want to force people to say, we need to get ready for when this happens again. And I'm not some conspiracy theorist saying they're coming to get us and lock us up. But I'm saying we need to think about whether we're going to rely on science and how we're going to react when the government comes in and starts telling us what we can and can't do. I think we need less government. I think if they would step back, we tend to have a way to work these things out.
And again, he's way more hardcore on Joe Rogan and things. In the larger broadcast, he got into it. He said, oh, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But then he introduces they are coming. And he's easing it into the sheep so that they understand what's going on. This is a very positive development. I'm going to move on from that into Trump and Mayorkas and what happened with that. And then I'm going to get into the really big news. And that is the AI running the Israeli military and why that's so dangerous, not just for them or us, but everybody. And then just so much more here today. It'll take me the rest of the hour to get through all this. I'm going to move quick when we come back. And then second hour, open phones, and Congressman Nels joins us in the third hour, and so much more than Drew Hernandez in the fourth hour. Please follow us at Real Alex Jones on the Mighty X and at the incredible band.video and Infowars.com, Infowars.com/show. You are the ambassadors that get the word out about the show, and thank you so much for doing it.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. Or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWars.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Another world,
another time,
another time,
in the age of wonder,
in the age of wonder,
another time,
another world, another time. His Bible was green and good until the Christmas fact.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, at the end of this hour, about 27 minutes, I'm going to get the toll-free number out. Take your calls on any subject you want to bring up. You agree with me, if you disagree with me, if you've got a question, a comment, all I ask is you have a good phone line, and I'm really going to try to give each caller a minute and a half. I did a pretty good job a few days ago. Took a lot of calls, gave each caller about 2 minutes, but we could really get to a lot more people if you just, boom, make your badass point, ask your question, whatever it is, and move the next person. So I'll get that number out coming up here in a few minutes. Okay. Let's start here. Let's start with Mayorkas and the U.S. Senate. Now, Mayorkas has been very arrogant, and on his watch, we have seen, as Tucker Carlson did an excellent breakdown with a guess, it's 22 million illegal aliens in the country since Biden stole the election 5 months ago. And it is a surge of mentally ill people, criminals, some good people, but it's just out of control. Now, 6 months ago, it was 97,000 missing kids that had come in under Biden. The Border Patrol's saying it's tens of thousands a month, so I don't know the number now, but it's over 100,000 conservatively. Probably 120,000, 50,000, I don't know. No one knows. A lot of them have been found working in factories where they sleep and live and don't even go to school. And, of course, they're signed up for welfare by the Democrats who skim part of the check and make them work and skim part of the check. Those are the lucky ones working in cereal factories and meat packing and industrial facilities. As young as 12. The ones that aren't lucky to just be physical slaves are sex slaves. And the Senate's report admits many are in sex slavery. The feds that have consciences, because I've talked to high-level federal judges and federal officers, agents, they are extremely upset and extremely pissed. And that's why you've seen all these whistleblowers. So I'm not saying the whole government's our enemy. But at the top, the Mayorkases of the world are absolutely evil. He's been on the board of one of the main charities doing all of this. And the fact that even the evil turtle, the Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, had to admit, and I have the clip, but I'm not going to bore you with it, saying, and this is a sad day for the Senate. In the history of the Senate, and that's true, I looked it up, no one has ever tabled articles of impeachment against a cabinet member, a president, a vice president, a judge. No one has ever done that. So they didn't even respond to it. They didn't even look at it. The Democrats voted to table it. And then they voted to, again, shut it down. So that is a big deal. And Senator Kennedy predicted yesterday that indeed that would happen. So that is just another illustration of the incredible lawlessness. Now, before I go any further, I want to play a clip of Trump in New York yesterday when he was walking into a bodega to get a sandwich. And I'm not going to play the whole 20-minute video, but he gets mobbed outside and gets cheers. He gets mobbed inside. Everywhere he goes, he gets mobbed. And then Biden tried to pull the same trick. He goes in to a gas station, and no one cares he's there. And of course, many places he goes, ball games, you name it, he gets booed. So again, this has been going on since he stole the election. He hid in a basement during the 2020 election. And we're to believe this guy got 9 million more votes than Obama. You can say what you want about Barack Obama. I watched those elections carefully. He hoodwinked the public. Barack Obama won twice. Barack Obama would get cheered a lot of places he went. Because if you're winning an election and you're the winner, you're going to have that. Trump's the real winner. That's why he gets the love. Then I have another clip we're going to play. First we'll play Biden getting no love in a gas station full of people. Then we'll play Biden going, it's terrible, I drive around the country and there are signs F Joe Biden everywhere. Yeah, people hate you. And when NASCAR tried to say F Joe Biden was Let's Go Brandon, that became a big joke. The trust in the media is gone. It's not damaged. It's gone. The corporate system is dead. You guys are infused with trillions of globalist money, but you're reanimated corpses politically. You're zombies. And then we'll play the clip of Trump in the bodega. So here they are back to back. Goes in a gas station, tries to talk to people. No hooping, no hollering, no high fives, no hugs, no nothing.
Right now? No.
cut this, because then he orders his food, he leaves, no one likes him. There's one guy behind the counter smiling at him. Okay, so let's skip to him complaining about the billboards everywhere. F. Joe Biden.
I see a sign when I'm going through a neighborhood or a rural town in the West, or I see big signs that have a Trump sign in the middle that says F. Biden, and having a little kid standing with his middle finger, 7 years old, 8 years old. Well, I promise, it happens all the time. It's not who we are.
Here's Trump in the Puerto Rican neighborhood. Came here and talked because they howl and scream.
He's conflicted like nobody's ever been conflicted.
He's in Harlem right here. I saw another one where he was in the bodega.
Invited me, and I respect them, and they respect me. They want law and order. They have a lot of crime, tremendous crime, where their stores are being robbed. And as you know, we're going to give New York a very good shot for the presidency. We think we should be able to do it. A lot of things have changed. Lee Zeldin did a beautiful
hit pause
job.
For a minute. Randy lost by... And there's a bunch of these videos, but this is one of the newest from yesterday. Listen to the huge crowd that heard he was in there and came there. And I saw it on the local news. It was just huge numbers of people. In fact, later in the video, this is the one. There's so many. They pan around. You see this huge crowd that just heard he was there for 5 minutes and ran there. And it sounds like you're at a football game or something, and the team just came out, or a pep rally. You hear that massive, woo, yeah, woo, woo. I mean, look at this. Yeah, there's some of the footage. So this happens in minutes. So I watched the raw footage last night. He just goes in there, gets a sandwich. You know why he does that? He knows they're trying to poison him, and I've confirmed that. We've known that for a couple of years, but he'll just randomly say, pull over here, pull over there, and he'll go in and get food because he doesn't trust what he's being given, obviously. I mean, they're out to get him. That's the perfect way for them to poison him or even kill him. But let's roll a little bit more of the video. Here it is.
And New York's a lot different. And we'll work with the mayor, and we'll work with the governor, and we'll bring in a lot of federal money, but we have to straighten out New York, and that includes crime. And these guys have great people, great friends, but they have tremendous crime, so we're going to straighten it out.
That was an idea. 50% more than 50% of people actually believe, or the majority believe, that the judge and the jury.
Okay, so that's good. It goes on for a long time. So they're trying to pin him down in New York so he can't campaign. And the judge said you have to stay here for weeks or months, however long it lasts, bare minimum 2 weeks, could last 2 months. And they're trying to pin him down in New York, but then everywhere he goes, he's a rock star and it blows up in their face. A place where they supposedly vote 84% Democrat. It's election fraud, people. There's a political realignment, a political reawakening. The New World Order is dead on arrival. We'll be right back with more huge news. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great if you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Red tie with a gag over his mouth, tied up. And it says, fearing that he could win, Trump is taken to court by Democrat prosecutors in Taken 2024, a DNC George Soros production. Rated R for ridiculous election interference. And the globalists, always playing checkers, have gone one move at a time because that always worked because we were asleep. But now that people see the game, they're like, wait, you're telling us you're going to take him off the ballot? You're persecuting him, saying Mar-a-Lago's worth $18 million, but then saying, well, hey, it's worth $1 billion or half a billion. Sell it and pay your fine for saying it was worth $18 million. Well, 2-acre lots down the street sell for $218 million. Now, the dog doesn't hunt. But let's get into the really hardcore news, and then I'm going to give the toll-free number out. We're going to take calls and cover news next hour. Overhead shot, please. What has Elon Musk talked about? What have I talked about ad nauseum? In every population, insurance company, or governmental growth actuary, if a nation doesn't have a replacement rate of 2.15 is the normal number, or a little over 2 children, on average, being had by each couple, civilization collapses. It takes big populations to build all this. So people go, oh, there's too many cars and people and too many restaurants. And Bernie Sanders says there should not be 30 types of deodorant. There should be 2. There's too much stuff. Well, that's what freedom produces. And so authoritarians want to have a few industries that control everything that they own and run. They don't want competition. They want to sew it up. They want to pull the ladder up from everybody else. So here's the Wall Street Journal in a big, I mean, this is a huge report. I tried to read the whole thing this morning, and we already know all this information, but it was honest. It's crazy to see that out of the Wall Street Journal. And the headline is, How China Miscalculated Its Way Into a Baby Bust. And it goes on to say there's 60 million more men than women. And it goes on to say that people stopped having kids altogether, and now the government's going to pay them to have three kids. Instead of if you had more than one, they'd come kill it, even after the baby was born. Now, why did China do that? Well, in the mid-1970s, when the CIA director, then the Chinese ambassador later, George Herbert Walker Bush went over there, he made a deal under Memorandum 200. Look it up, State Department Memorandum 200, that China would be given all our jobs and transferred over if they would work with a handful of globalist middlemen who would become even more wealthy and powerful as they deindustrialize Europe and the United States, Australia, New Zealand, the Western world. If China only allowed their population to have one child. Now, 6 years ago, Xi Jinping ended the one-child policy. Didn't say that he was wrong or that his predecessors were. And then a year ago said, in fact, you're not just allowed to have three. We'll pay you to have three, just like Vladimir Putin is in Russia. So you can talk about, is Russia really against the New World Order or not? When you're paying people to have kids, the New World Order doesn't want more people, you're going against them. Say what you want about Xi Jinping. Dictator, terrible, bought off a lot of our politicians, infiltrating our country, still controls much of the Democratic Party, controls Mitch McConnell's wife. Her sister just died mysteriously outside Austin, you got given a dirt bath, dirt nap. She sleeps with the fishes. Probably the Chi-Coms that did it. But even Xi Jinping is like, no, we're going to have three kids. So it's a big lengthy article. And when you hear people criticize Elon Musk when he brings all this up, he better have 2.1 children at least. It's a fact. And it's all in the Wall Street Journal. So again, what's going on here? There is a real reassessment of the globalist plan that's at least 70 years old. And parts of it are 170 years old, back to Francis Galton and the whole Eugenics Society out of England that hatched the current plan. And before that, Malthus and the rest of it. And it goes back to Plato's Republic and, you know, his plan to depopulate. So this has been getting bounced around for a long time. And the most common form of government in the 7,000+ years of recorded civilization is what? Well, you say it's monarchy, but how did the monarchies control their populations, whether it was ancient China or ancient Babylon or the Romans or the Japanese or the Mesoamericans under the Aztecs, and before that, the whole Mayan culture, the Toltecs, is you had a class system and you had a feudal system where 90% of the public is kept on tiny pieces of land at starvation level, so little food that that's why British elites, even 500 years ago, called the peasants the little people, because the men would be 5'3", 5'4", the women would be 4'9", because they didn't get enough food to eat. And this is in Silence of the Lambs, which is an interesting book, the original one, of the one that came out in the 90s. And whenever Hannibal Lecter is talking to Clarice, the FBI criminologist, he says, Clarice, I don't even need to know your history, but I can tell from your accent, I'm going from memory, he's like, you're from West Virginia, probably a single family, probably coal miners. I can look at your bone structure and tell four or five generations of malnutrition. And she starts freaking out, going, how do you know that? Well, he's an evil super genius. And that's a fictional character. But that's giving you, that author obviously knows how the globalists think. I mean, if you go to the UK and you go to some royal event to see the royals, they're all like 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", and they're huge because for generation after generation, they've been getting plenty of food, folks. And they even put it in movies and books like Silence of the Lambs to flaunt it at people. This is their science. If you go to China and the grandchildren of the ruling class that survived are like 6'2", 6'3", 6'4". And the average person in China is, what, 5'5". It's literally from not getting enough food. Of course IQs are lower in Africa and on average in Latin America. It's from generational malnutrition. That's why they don't want you eating meat. Within two generations of eating meat, brain sizes massively increase. IQs explode. That's why they don't want you getting beef, which is the very best for your brain. So this is all known. And so then when you see, oh, we're going to ban beef, or, oh, we're going to ban you driving cars on the weekend, it's all about feudalism, all about their power to totally control every facet of your life and track digitally. Oh, no one 15 years or younger in England, they're passing the law, going forward can ever buy tobacco. Sounds reasonable, right? Oh, cigarettes are bad. But it's about the power of the government to track everybody and to say, if you're born in a date where you're 16 when the law passes, you can always smoke. But if you're younger, you can never smoke when you're an adult. They're teaching you that when you're born has an effect on the rights you have, administered by a big AI computer system when you scan your driver's license or your ID when you buy cigarettes or vapes. They're banning vapes. Or a cigar or a pipe. And again, the idea is, oh, we care about you. The same ones pushing GMO and fluoride and poison shots. No, they don't care about you. They want the power to roll out a social credit score to control every facet of your life. And it's already here. So they're going to start it with flying on airplanes, buying tobacco, buying pharmaceuticals. Intergenerational. Yeah, they found a study. Intergenerational malnutrition. Grandparents' diet and health also impacts baby. In Africa, in just a few areas, there are chimpanzees that are twice the size of the average chimpanzee and who are way smarter. And when they do studies, they're the ones that can learn words. They can learn hundreds, if not thousands, of sign languages. They can learn math. And it's only those chimpanzees that eat meat that kill deer and kill little pigs and kill other monkeys. They're not monkeys, they're apes. But kill other monkeys and apes. They eat other chimpanzees. And they, on average, are twice as big and almost twice as smart because they eat meat. So see, this is very, very simple stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why they don't want you on a carnivore diet. You're healthier. You live longer. You're stronger. It's a fact. All right, I got all this other news. There's so much to hit, but I'm doing okay. I think I've done an A-minus job hitting what I wanted to hit this hour. We got a lot of them interspersed next hour with your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Wide open, free-for-all. Stay with us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.